Instead of one head, I got two. And you know, two heads are better than one.
Well, we're learning that over time. Yes. Oh, Robin Grace, welcome.
Oh, Tim Shields, happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you very much. I am happy today.
Yeah, nice songs.
They are nice songs, and they do stir up those feelings that we all feel for significant others in our lives.
Yes. And today on Shrink Wrap, we are going to talk about expressing and experiencing appreciation mm-hmm. and love and positive regard for anyone.
Yes.
Everyone. And I thought that as we got started, I could say a couple of theoretical grounding.
Oh, let's get theoretical
comments.
Here.
just a couple of light ones. Mm-hmm. First off, a psychologist by the name of Ken Barish at Cornell University Medical Center or School, Medical College, says that if we react enthusiastically, if we respond enthusiastically to people, that what we're really doing is we're engaging them mm-hmm. and we are leading someone to feel appreciated and recognized. And that is what is communicated when you give someone positive regard. And the message that they are important enough to pay attention to. And that goes a long way with respect to neuroscience, because what happens, another researcher by the name of Pansep suggests, is that we have a basic emotional brain circuit that he calls seeking. And that these circuits, quote, appear to be major contributors to our feelings of engagement and excitement as we seek resources, right? Resources out in the environment needed for our survival. And also, when we pursue this, we pursue cognitive interest, they bring positive existential meaning to our lives. So activating these circuits fires a, quote, positive interest filled engagement in the world mm-hmm. and allows us to process things more effectively.
So if we express the feelings we're feeling, we're creating circuitry between ourselves and the people around us, and it's sort of a reinforcing spiral.
Right, and it helps people feel joy, mm-hmm. feel that they are being, someone is interested mm-hmm. in them, and that creates a circuit that goes off in their brain center, which
tends to make them behave in that same fashion, which is show active engagement with the people around them, which then feeds back.
Right, but also it nurtures them mm-hmm. and allows them to actively engage in the world. And so creativity is sparked, following through with a project mm-hmm. occurs, just because of positive regard. Affirmation makes people feel good about themselves, and it causes a domino effect, I suppose you could say.
Makes sense to me. A positive domino effect.
Positive.
That's one thing, you know, we were talking, setting up this show, just that... in these small communities in which we live, the way you engage the people around you has a lot to do with the environment in which you're going to live. There are short feedback loops, and I've found, you know, being, you know, trying to project that positive approach to the people around me feeds back to me very quickly. And,
yeah.
And you know, I love this community in which I live, and, you know, I have a Valentine's Day feeling for Haines and for the Upper Lynn Canal, just because, you know, we tend to have the ability to create a positive atmosphere. And, you know, my feeling is that things are getting more positive around here all the time, which is, you know, really exciting, particularly in view of the news we get from the outside world.
Yes. And here we have the time to say to someone, thanks a lot, or call someone and say, hey, you did a really good job, or people tend to be more relaxed. Yesterday I was at the ferry terminal, and one of the agents was really trying to be helpful to help us get out, not me actually, my husband and stepson, and his presence was so comforting. They had to get out to Juneau, and they didn't, but he was reassuring. He took the time to do whatever he could, And I think that kind of thing goes a long way and happens a lot in Haines. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. And so the point we're trying to make is you listeners, each individual of you, have a part to play in this process.
Yes, and that when you do take the time to regard someone in a positive way, that sharing is like good nutrition. It's good psychological nutrition, and it produces health and promotes psychological immunity. You know, if just think about it, if you take the time to tell someone they affected you well, they did a good job, that gets absorbed and washes over you. And, you know, people might say, oh, you made my day, just because you said something simple like, thanks a lot, that was really patient, or, you know, whatever it was.
And if you think about it, it's so simple to do. It's not difficult to express affection for people.
Right. I think sometimes, though, people might feel a little awkward, you know, in stopping, and they might begin to have an internal dialogue like, oh, what are they going to think of me if I stop and say this? And there's lots of messages that we can tell ourselves, but really, sometimes that's just a way to, that represents some anxiety, you know, about how you're going to be received, or if you're going to be perceived as a, you know, a nerd, I hate to say it.
Touchy-feely. Lord forbid. Right. I did something one time. I was driving back to Haines. This was about 10 years ago, I think. And I think I was around between Whitehorse and Haines. I started counting up the number of people that would give me a hug when I first saw them. And I came up with about 80. I figured there were 80 people I was going to run into. And their first reaction, because I'd been gone for a while, their first reaction was going to be to give me a hug. And I thought that was a really positive index of where I live.
Yeah, and also what you've come to absorb. Imagine, you know, coming home, reuniting with your community, and expecting that people are going to be loving towards you. That is really a very stabilizing force.
Right, and it makes, I mean, an engagement like that, and I'm not unique in that in the town, a feeling of that kind of security also allows you to take risks and to try new things and to be creative and to let your creative output to share it with the people around you. And I think, you know, once you open those channels, you're giving to your community the most you can. You're also setting up a situation in which others can give at their maximum level of creativity too.
Yes, really well said. Again, back to the theory, John Bowlby, who is the father of attachment theory, who was the father of attachment theory in Britain, he talked about what's called a safe base, or a haven of safety, which is generally the household, the parents, the caregivers, who take interest in the child, who are attuned, and with that kind of experience ongoing, the child can venture out and explore the environment after having that kind of security in close proximity. And that's really what makes us feel relaxed enough, and as I said, that we count enough so that we can then relax and use our talents and capacities to be creative and develop.
I've got a thing going right now. My daughter is in Kingston, Jamaica, and it's a pretty rough town, and she grew up here, and she's really looking forward to just getting home. All she wants to do is be here, and this is sort of the antithesis of Kingston, Jamaica. And so on the phone now, she's talking a lot about how much she's looking forward just to getting back to Haines and spending a few weeks here, just being here.
Yeah.
And I think you know, it makes me realize, and this is something I think that's important for us to do, is day to day to realize what a special place we have to live in and to help make it more special and keep the good progress going as far as creating a community where love can flow easily between us. And I'm not shy about using that word. I think, you know, it's an energy that feeds us all and that we need. Human beings need love. I mean, it's and the more we can express it for each other, the more we're going to get back.
Right. And love is really about, what is it about? It's about positive regard, noticing and taking interest. Mm-hmm. You know, I notice sometimes with kids, if they're feeling agitated, and if you take an interest and just ask a couple of questions, you know, what is their book about? How do they like it? They brighten up and they engage.
Sure.
And so interest sparks a sense of security that it's safe to engage and connect.
So what are the impediments to this? What are the sort of the psychological impediments to expressing these sorts of feelings? What gets in the way of this?
Well, sometimes if you come from a place where, you know, this wasn't the way to be, like if you did live in a big city and things went by you really fast and people didn't have the time, so those superficial or circumstantial experiences that might stop you, you know, from becoming different in a small town. I know when I lived in New York City, I'd be online at the grocery store and I'd feel like I always had to give bills. I could never give change because everything was moving so fast. Mm-hmm. I felt like I'd get my head bitten off if I opened my purse and started counting the change. So just the speed of a different environment, you know, just circumstantially. And also, if you come from a background where this wasn't modeled for you, you know, where interest in where you were at did not happen as much as you needed because, let's say, your caregivers were preoccupied with their distress or their needs. They didn't model it. And also, it didn't become safe when you yourself as a child may have discovered that you have the need for attention and interest, for someone to be interested in you. So your historical background with love, including recognition and connection, has a big influence on you even as an adult if you're not aware of it. So if you find yourself feeling anxious or a little scared to actually engage with someone, you might want to think about that. You know, you might want to consider, well, what if I don't do this, what is it stopping me from gaining? You know, or is there something to gain by going a little bit off the limb and, you know, really making an effort? Maybe I'll see there's something to gain. So it does take some risk.
Some courage initially.
Yeah. Courage, that's a better word. Yeah.
And also, I just heard last night, I was listening to something. I was listening to New Dimensions, and the woman that was on there mentioned that courage comes from the root word of courage is heart. The French word for heart is cor. So courage is giving heart. And so I thought that was a nice little point.
That is a nice point. So, and interest, again, interest, research has shown, is the only emotion, because it is an emotion, believe it or not, that can help sustain long-term constructive or creative endeavors, right? So if you're interested in your creative project, you're going to be able to continue doing it. Well, someone shows interest in what you're doing or just interest in how you're doing. That sparks a sense of worth, and that gives you the fuel to go forward. We all need that fuel. It's not wimpy to need someone to say, hey, what's going on for you? Or, hey, that really sounds interesting. Or, you're doing a great job. Or it's not wimpy for you to say, hey, I'm doing something really exciting. And,
yeah, check,
you know,
this out.
Check this out.
So, I got something going on.
Yeah, so needing love and giving love is a strong thing to do.
It ain't wimpy at all.
It's not.
It's actually the bravest and strongest thing you can do.
It really is. And I guess that for myself, I really want to say to you, Tim, thank you so much for supporting Shrink Wrap.
Oh, I love it.
And doing it with me. And I love it. And I really enjoy your participation. I really appreciate it.
Yep.
And also, I appreciate all the listeners out there who listen and who give feedback and support Shrink Wrap.
And give ideas.
And give ideas.
And come on here as actors.
That's right, actors.
It's so fun when the actors come in.
It is.
All right, so Shrink Wrap, Valentine's Day, spread the love.
Spread the love.
Why not?
Go ahead.
Because I have got a thing that's unique and new. To prove it, I'll have the last laugh on you. Because instead of one head, I got two. And you know two heads are better than one.